You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Henrik Mkhitaryan to score and Manchester United to win was 11-8, now 6-4. And Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win was 20-1. That's been enhanced to 25-1. The exact moment, Tom, that I said Watford were one of the worst sides in the league coincided with a run of back-to-back Premier League wins against Burnley and Arsenal. That win last week against Burnley was definitely aided by Jeff Hendricks sending off inside the opening 10 minutes. Manchester United just looking for that spot in the top four now, aren't they? Hindered by those three successive draws in the league. Last weekend they beat Leicester City convincingly. 1-4 here, Manchester United.
Yeah, actually, I think I'd seen, you know, Watford's official Twitter feed this week and a little picture inside their home dressing room. And I think they had a picture of your face, our faces, with everything we've said about Watford the last few years as motivation for the players, and they translated into 32 languages just to make sure everyone could get it. Watford, okay, they've hit a little bit of form, haven't they? They've got some results, and this is more about Manchester United, though, for me. When I think about this game, I think Manchester United are difficult to fancy at the price. They really are. 1-4. I've never been that convinced about what Mourinho's doing there. I think, you know, they've had little runs where people thought, hold on, they're onto something. And then they drop points against teams they've got to be beaten. And this kind of falls into that bracket, really. You know, they failed to beat Burnley. They failed to beat Hull recently at kind of similar prices. And the thing with Hull and Burnley is they're kind of scrapping sides. I'm not too sure about Watford. You know, when I look at them, I think, are they a team that are really going to be, you know, going there and absolutely thinking a point is going to be brilliant? Are they going to scrap? Are they going to defend for their lives? I'm not too sure. I think Watford are comfortably mid-table, unbeaten in four. They don't really need to defend. I think what they'll end up doing is going there and thinking this is a free shot, and their attacking players will probably feel that they can cause some problems for Manchester United. So at the price, I can't really trust Manchester United enough to win the game. I can't. The draw at 5-1, potentially tempting, but when I start thinking about it with my head, I still can't trust Watford either. So this is a really difficult game for me to pick. I tell you what I'm going to go for. I'm going to go for Manchester United to squeeze over the line on the handicap tie to win by a goal. So at 14-5. If not, I'm kind of torn between that or Watford plus a couple of goals at 19-20. But everything I've said about Manchester United, I'm going to throw out the window and go for them to win by a goal.
And Manchester United are on the on their longest Premier League unbeaten run since Sir Alex Ferguson retired in 2013. 15 games without defeat in the Premier League, but they've drawn 7 of those, Derek.
Yeah, and they don't win enough games for a team that's 1-4. You'd want a better home record, wouldn't you? Five wins at home from 12. More draws than they had wins at Old Trafford this season. And that's why they're so far adrift of the title race. I just don't know what to think about Watford. 10th, how on earth are a team as bad as that 10th?
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. I mean, that result against Arsenal, that defied all kinds of logic, belief. Defied everything. I don't understand it. But maybe the performance against Chelsea a week later by Arsenal maybe explained it to a small degree. And then they follow up with that win against Burnley, 3-8, as you say, by that sending off. I'm not getting fooled by Watford. I still think they're a very, very poor side. Man United or anything, but it's 1-4. How can you trust a side like that? I can't. What I'm going to do is take that enhanced odds one, Mkhitaryan to score and United to win at 6-4. He's looked their most dangerous attacker. He plays further forward than I've ever seen him play, and United are going to get a lot of chances against Watford. So I don't mind backing a 6-4 loser. I hate backing a 1-4 loser.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.